This is Weekly Outlook for August 13, 2012. The USDA's August crop production report confirmed prospects for small U.S. corn and soybean crops and the need for consumption of both crops to decline sharply in the year ahead. Prices will now begin to reflect expectations for any changes in the production forecasts and confirmation that the necessary rationing is occurring. Expectation for changes in yield forecasts this year are partially influenced by changes in those forecasts in previous dry growing seasons and by weather conditions the rest of this month, particularly for soybeans. The history of changes in yield forecasts in dry years provides a mixed picture, particularly for corn. The U.S. average corn yield estimate in January following harvest was below the August forecast by 2.2 bushels in 1980, 18.3 bushels in 83, 12.1 bushels in 1995, 12.2 bushels in 2010, and 5.8 bushels in 2011. The January yield estimate was above the August forecast by 0.8 bushel in 91, 6.1 bushels in 88, and 4.8 bushels in 2002. For soybeans, the January estimate was below the August forecast by 0.6 bushel in 1980, 4 bushels in 83, 2.3 bushels in 84, 1.5 bushels in 95, 6 bushels in 2003, and a half a bushel in 2010. The January estimate was above the August forecast by 0.8 bushel in 1988. Current expectations for corn appear to be in a range of 5 bushels above to 5 bushels below the August forecast, while expectations for soybeans are 1 or 2 bushels above to 1 or 2 bushels below the August forecast. Changes in production forecasts will also be influenced by any changes in the estimates of harvested acreage. In the years identified above, the difference between planted acreage of corn and harvested acreage for grain ranged from a low of 6.27 million to 11.1 million acres. The USDA's August survey found an expected difference of 9 million this year, less than the 9.5 million of 1988 and the 9.6 million of 2002. The difference between planted and harvested acreage of soybeans ranged from 788,000 to 2.1 million. The August survey this year found a difference of 1.4 million, very similar to the difference in 1988. Based on the August production forecast, the USDA's August WASDE report projected minimum 2012 marketing year ending stocks for both crops. Even with larger imports and a drawdown in stocks, consumption of U.S. corn needs to decline by 10% and the consumption of soybeans needs to decline by 13% during the year ahead. For corn, the biggest question for demand centers around the ethanol market. The USDA projects a 500 million bushel year-over-year decline in the use of corn for producing ethanol and byproducts. Ethanol demand will depend on a number of factors, including export demand, expected domestic fuel consumption, and the use of credits from previous discretionary blending to meet part of the 2013 mandate. However, the transition to a heavy dependence on ethanol as an octane enhancer and the low price of ethanol relative to gasoline suggests that the decline in corn use for ethanol will be less than 500 million bushels. The 250 million bushel expected decline in exports depends to some extent on the very large crops in South America in 2013 and a slowdown in Chinese imports. If ethanol and export demand is stronger than projected, the reduction in feed and residual use of corn will have to be larger than the current projection of 10%. For soybeans, the small crop is expected to result in a 10% cut in the domestic crush and an 18% cut in exports. The large cut in exports reflects a forecast of a record large harvest in South America in 2013. U.S. export sales for the upcoming marketing year that begins on September 1 already account for 51% of the projected exports for the year. Price behavior since the release of the USDA reports last Friday suggests that both the corn and soybean markets believe that production forecasts will increase and/or prices are already high enough to motivate the necessary rationing. Such conclusions may be premature.